Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Bit of backstory to today's podcast.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Hi.
We're gonna run from the centre of town near Pimlico to Rob's house.
Along the Thames and then north. And I was late.
You were late, but it was fine. I was getting a bit worried just as you turned up.
Yeah.
How much leeway would you normally give to wait?
Well, I was 15 minutes late, but I mean, that is the line. That's the line anyway. And also, I know you hate tardiness in particular. And I don't like being late either.
I would have waited another quarter of an hour.
Yeah, I know, but...
For something like this, you've got to give it half an hour, I think.
You'd have been pretty miffed, though, let's face it.
Really aggressive.
To my credit, I was doing a good thing, capital T.
You're doing a bit of charitable.
Yeah, yeah. I've just been to see Parkinson's UK. They like to thank us for all our good works.
Mostly your good work, to be fair.
Oh, no, come on.
I chip in a little bit.
Well, I'm their champion of running this year, and they informally christened you vice champion of running.
I'll take that.
You'll have that. So, yeah, this is becoming a bit of a favourite run. We did this a couple of times earlier in the summer. And we've had some gorgeous weather this week.
It's the day after the heatwave today, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So everyone's looking suddenly slightly underdressed.
But what's good about that is, by the time you guys hear this, that heatwave is going to be such a distant memory that the slight cool greyness that we're experiencing is going to be
the heatwave of one glorious day.
Yeah, do you remember
that heatwave
2016? It's like the summer of 76.
What did you do during the heatwave, Rob? Did you have a good one?
Oh, yeah, it was great. Actually, yesterday evening, I had to dress up as a turn of the century. That's the turn of the 19th into the 20th century.
Yeah.
American boxer.
Oh, yeah.
For a murder mystery evening.
Sounds good. What was this, some kind of social thing?
Yeah, it was my daughter, and my son and daughter were there, but it was my daughter's friends, family's end of term murder mystery shindig. I say end of term, they've been trying to get us around there for a murder for months. But we did it.
You love dressing up, don't you?
Well,
any excuse for a costume, you love it.
I didn't know. It's quite a new thing I found out about myself, but it's true.
Come on.
Well, I don't like it.
We've known it.
It's that classic thing. It's that Murakami thing. I only really like dressing up when I decide to dress up.
Right.
When someone says you have to dress up.
I don't want to dress up.
I don't want to dress up.
But then when you do dress up,
dressing up. Yeah, exactly. That's it. Thanks. Thanks for kind of analysing me.
So you did the... you were what box? Well, you were a specific boxer.
Yeah, I was a guy called Mike Bison.
Okay, like
him. I won't tell you whether I did the murder or not, in case you're planning on playing Death by Chocolate yourself.
Yeah, we don't
at some
need
point.
To.
No plot spoilers.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It was, you know.
And what did you do during the day of the intense heat?
Well, I wasn't too hot. You see, as a recovering fat bloke, I never really mind. But on the other hand, I can't remember what I did.
Right.
That's not good, is it?
No, it's fair enough.
Bunch of work.
I was
making up the quizzes I'm doing at the Edinburgh Festival.
Right.
Here you see Paul Tonkinson in front of Tate Britain.
Big art lover.
There he is. He loves it. Loving it. He doesn't know much about art. And that's the end of the sentence.
And that's the only thing we need to say. Well, I went for a run yesterday in the heat because I love the heat so much.
You love running in the heat. I don't mind running in the heat, I have to say. I think in the wider world, we all have to be careful of running in the heat.
Yeah.
It changes all the rules.
But I like feeling that. I just like really sweating in the heat.
I
don't know why. It reminds me of being a kid and playing out all day in the sun or something.
And I think there's something fundamental about the not minding it. Instead of being someone on Facebook going, oh, so what? You're just thinking, yeah, I'm hot.
Come on, fellas.
I'm hot and I'm working hard and
it's
all good.
Let's enjoy this. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Because let's face it, we don't live in a hot country. And
no, we don't.
We might, you know, we could go and live in a hot country. I mean, obviously, the relationships between countries have slightly changed in recent times. But, you know.
But it makes you want to, I'd love to live in a hot country. I'd love to be one of those guys constantly sweating and running in the heat.
I just have this thing, for better or worse, I haven't really, there's very little connection between my biological thermostat and my psyche.
Right.
So I just get too hot, too cold.
Okay.
You know, when I was younger and fat, someone would be sitting in my car and they'd say, it's really hot in here, it's really cold in here. And I'd go, is it?
Yeah.
No idea. Since I've lost weight, when I first lost weight,
yeah,
it was like I had a broken thermostat. I never sweated or anything. And leaning over a stir fryer in the hottest day of the year going, see, nothing.
Just stopped working, yeah.
But now it all works a bit better, but I still just... And the worst thing is, I don't know how to sleep.
In the heat.
It's all subconscious. The last couple of nights, I've been cold. That's ridiculous, isn't it, in this
weather? You've been cold?
Cold.
That's crazy.
In my sleep, I uncover myself... Get cold, wake up, cover myself up, fall asleep, uncover myself.
I know, it does get a bit like that. Well, I like to sleep with the window open.
Yeah.
And I like to get, I like to lie on the bed.
It's the best way.
With no...
Oh, no, you're going to talk about your nakedness there.
No, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just going to say I like to lie as I was created. Whilst the kids fan my undercarriage.
As you were created, plus 4 decades.
Yeah, yeah, and then I get the kids to gently tickle me with a feather. I just find it relaxing.
Tickle your ass with a feather.
Here we go, he's let us in. Brilliant.
Particularly nasty weather. So we're just turning right over.
Oh, yeah.
What bridge is it? Are we saying Lambeth?
It's Lambeth. So we're going south of the river and then we're turning left again.
That's right, we're going to cross the bridge here at Lambeth Bridge.
Right.
And then we're going to... cross at the Millennium Bridge. In fact, we're going Tate to Tate.
Okay.
Yeah?
We can do that.
It's going to be good. Here's me and you with the London landmarks in the background to see if I can get that check in.
I mean, this is...
That's the one, isn't it? Going past Theresa May's house. Two houses,
actually. It's a shame that the heat wave was only a day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it was glorious yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. It made everyone feel better, except all the people who moaned about it and did crimes and stuff.
Yeah. It was the kind of day where... Well, I went into the Tesco Express to get me paper on a morning.
Yeah.
And chat to the woman there. Quite unhealthy-looking woman, mid to late 50s.
Yeah.
Always really red-faced. I made some kind of...
Maybe it's because she's embarrassed when you go in.
Yeah. Maybe because I was wearing my short shorts. And she was...
It's going to be one of those days, isn't it? Your nakedness is becoming... Already. We've only been 25 minutes and it's already a theme.
I think I felt very self-conscious on the tube coming here in my shorts.
Right.
Because you just feel a bit exposed, don't you?
Yeah, I've just been in a meeting in mine, so I know what you're saying.
Yeah, but they're a bit longer than mine, aren't they?
My shorts go down a bit further as well.
You're almost kneeling. And... I did notice one thing.
I did a joke there about my penis being longer than yours. Did you catch that?
I know. Well, I resisted to. I didn't catch. Whoa! Just caught it. Just kept it.
Oh, South Bank.
Two blokes. Two blokes grabbing at each other's.
Stop.
Anyway, and I don't know whether you've ever done this. I was there on the tube.
Yeah.
In my shorts, and everyone knows. I'm a bit, you know, it's obvious I'm going to go running. I'm a bit of a runner. I've got my London Marathon t-shirt wearing.
That's not all that was obvious, yeah.
I smell, this guy's a runner.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I saw another...
Sorry, they're filming something properly. There's a dolly there. They're going to run a camera along there. It's exciting, isn't it? Dolly shot. Film director. Sorry, can I get a picture of that? Look at that.
Nice.
And they're filming.
Just kind of happens.
That
just happens.
That's the kind of thing that goes on here in London, man.
That happens in London.
So you're on the tube thinking, they know I'm a runner.
They know I'm a runner. And I saw this guy who was just wearing, like, long shorts, not running shorts.
Yeah.
And sort of running shoes, but not shoes. And I could see him kind of checking me out. Like, checking my legs out, checking my trainers out. And I'm convinced that he was a runner as well.
Right.
And it was a kind of runner.
He wanted to talk to you about it, but he wasn't aware.
I don't know whether he wanted to talk to me about it, but because he had runner's legs. They looked like runner's legs to me.
Yeah.
And I think he thought, I'm a runner as well. There was a kind of, I'm not saying it was sexual. I'm saying
no, there was a frisson of run club.
There was something about it.
Yeah.
I was just being checked out.
Yeah, yeah.
As I was checking him out, checking
but don't
me
you,
out.
We've talked about this, haven't we? When I see someone running, and I'm kind of, it's a bit like if you're Clark Kent, and you see a superhero, you'd want to go, hey, and then you'd realise that they would just think, who's that idiot in the glasses, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because when I see a runner, and I'm not in running clothes, I always want to check in. I run.
Just ask him about it, yeah. But I didn't know whether this guy was a runner, but I suspected he was, by the way. He was looking at me.
He was either a runner or someone who just was overcome by your masculinity as you sat there in your short shorts. Or he was thinking, it's 2016, man. It's Lycra time.
Yeah. Why is he not wearing Lycra? Maybe that was...
That's it.
But he had nice legs. Yeah, he did have a nice pair.
Lovely set of pins.
Yeah.
Were they hairy, hairless?
He was a sort of oldest, sort of, I would say early 50s gentleman.
Yeah.
Stroke athlete.
You haven't answered my question directly there.
They were fairly smooth, I think.
Yeah, right. But you think naturally?
I would say so, yeah.
Because funny enough, when I was on the tube earlier, the guy next to me's leg just brushed against mine. That was warm and very hairy. And it made me, it was kind of personal, and it made me think,
it's that summer, it's that undercurrent of summer, isn't it?
I thought you were going to say undercarriage.
Brings everyone alive a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, something about undercarriages coming alive. So you can see how late I was to Paul by the fact that it's 20 to 12 on Big Ben. And,
oh my goodness.
It's hurting him, isn't it?
I've got to be back at one to pay the cleaner. She'll go crazy.
Yeah.
She'll torch the house, if I'm not back in time.
Let's really sprint. Pretend you're sprinting.
Yeah.
We're running at exactly the same speed. Oh, yeah, 6:45.
Yeah, that's great.
We're doing it.
It's great.
So, going back a step to talking about running in the heat, someone was chatting to us on Facebook about getting cramps.
And all you right, was, yeah.
It's,
oh, Paulie
yeah,
Dunn.
It's salts, isn't it? It's salts.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, he was saying that he goes running in the heat and after 14, 15 miles, he gets a bit dizzy.
Yep.
And a bit nauseous. And asked whether it was sugar. It's not sugar, though, is it?
It's salt.
It's salt.
No, the three things you've got to watch for, I think, when running distance, and particularly running distance in the heat, and you don't have to be running a marathon to do it, is, first of all, eat a little bit of the old carb load. Not much.
Right.
Just eat carbs at the meal the night before, say.
Yeah.
That'll help you with your lactic acid.
Yeah.
You're probably going to need to replace salts more than you would because of sweating and stuff.
Yeah.
And that will lead to body ache things like cramp and stitches.
Cramp or something, yeah.
And then, of course, hydrate.
Yeah.
You need to hydrate more than you normally would.
Yeah.
When you're doing formal runs, they're always very careful with that because they don't want people to overhydrate.
Yeah.
But I don't think anyone who's going out on a normal run kind of panically drinks 3 litres of water.
No. I mean,
do have a drink of water if you wouldn't.
Oh,
we've got in a queue.
What we done?
Excuse me.
We're queuing up for some music.
You want to carry along the pavement? Is it that side? Which side?
Cheers,
thank you.
Oh, you can go.
His voice was great. Did you hear him?
You can go that side.
Will, you can go
yes,
that side.
You can queue if you want to see the show. Just
keep moving.
If you don't, you don't have to queue.
I will kill you. We're under the London Eye. Incredibly busy, but it would be. It's all
really,
good.
Really busy, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll get past this, and it'll be better. When we were last here,
It was sunny. It was actually better weather than it is now.
Yeah, well,
and that was pre-London Marathon.
It's that classic movement, wasn't it? It was crisp and clear and blue, and now it's all hazy and humid and panicky. Plus, when we were last here, I wish you could see the way.
We're irritating everyone with that.
Yeah, and Paul's doing a kind of semi-wheel. Oh, no.
You okay, mate?
I think the phone's fine.
You okay? The phone's fine.
Yeah, the phone's probably fine. Something fell out the side of it, so I doubt it'll be able to tell us how.
Oh, it'll be a SIM card. That seems fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, it's working. The phone's still working.
Yes.
So yeah, Paul was doing it, dodging backwards and forwards in a comic yet effective way. He kind of got past the crowds there by bending his knees,
effective,
and moving his shoulders from side to side.
A little shimmy.
Look, that's where the other belly was, and it's gone.
Oh man,
it's gone to Edinburgh.
Oh,
it's the beginning of the end, isn't it? As August comes along, you get that weird end bit of summer, even though there's months of it left, or weeks at least.
I get the beginning of it. I mean, I always sort of see,
yeah,
when my kids come back from latitude, the summer sort of beginning. Because not all my kids have broken up for summer holidays yet.
No.
So when they break up, that's when it starts. For you, it ends because you go to Edinburgh, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that might be part of it. Or it changes. It changes.
But I think also, I think that the autumn, there's the tiniest seeds of autumn are already there. You know, like going up to the leisure centre in the gorgeous weather the last couple of days.
Right.
It's just a couple of leaves coming off the trees.
Very good.
Just a couple.
Yeah, yeah.
But it begins. There's a whisper of it. But like you say, the Edinburgh Festival is much worse for that. You get up there in high summer, and by the end of it, which is still in August,
yeah,
the night's drawing in.
It's hailing.
There's a cold breeze. There's brown leaves falling off the trees, and you're like, oh, for goodness sake.
Come on.
But at least we had that gorgeous summer yesterday.
We had that glorious day. So the woman at Tesco Express was like...
Red face, yeah.
Really red face. I was like, you're all right, you're enjoying the weather. She said, I hate it. So it's going to rain tomorrow. I can't wait. Just absolute killjoy.
Yep.
Just the beginning of the best day of the year by
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's not as if she was in like a hot shop. It was great aircon. It was really cool. Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do about this in Britain. This temptation to moan. We've got to shake it off. It's not healthy.
Come on, fellas.
I don't think there's any way of getting rid of it, really. Oh, nice look, that's the changing rooms. That's where you move. They change all the time. If you come with the kids,
right,
they get involved. They can't help themselves. And
they get in the shower.
Go home soaking wet.
They get in the fountain.
It's four rooms with walls made of fountains that appear and disappear. And they'll go a few minutes, moving at the right time, staying dry. And then suddenly they get caught in one of the walls. And you get caught thinking, I wish we had a towel.
Yeah, yeah. In many ways, the game is to get caught in them, isn't it?
Yeah, really? That's right.
Ultimately, yeah.
At least we've got the temperature to justify it. I've been up here in kind of 12 degrees. The kids going, oh, you really enjoyed that, Daddy? They've got a fake beach here as well. It's all very nice. I just had a fleeting temptation to run straight into the books.
Hurdle
them, smash them out of the way.
I love books like that. Oh, that's great.
There's another one. Could you hurdle that? You could do both.
I got involved with a bit of summertime drinking yesterday.
You kind of
had to, isn't it?
You've got this balance, haven't you? Drinking, running, drinking, running, drinking,
yeah,
running.
Drink, run, drink,
you watch
run.
Your
run
hydration.
Drink to run.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Just very hard not to... We had a bit of Prosecco in the fridge. It's very hard not to mix it with a bit of orange and just tuck in, isn't it?
Bucks fizz.
First summer's evening.
Tonks fizz.
Tonks
little
fizz.
Bit of the old Tonks fizz.
Yes. Have a look at the garden, the trampoline that we can't quite take apart.
So you're taking your house up?
Yeah, we've got...
You're packing up. So what's
it's
happening?
Difficult. We've got some friends of friends coming to stay for weeks on end.
Right.
And we're going to Wales and Scotland. For, you know, for long enough, short enough that it's kind of holiday, but long enough that we need to take everything we own.
Right.
Plus we need to kind of protect our house from their toddlers and make our house welcoming for them.
Is it a, pardon me for being so
crude? Is it a financial arrangement?
Well, just so that we...
Are they paying you?
We're letting our house so that we can pay for the house we have in Scotland.
Right, okay, cool.
So it works well.
So it's got to be sort of quite neat and all
that.
Yeah,
that's right.
Right.
It's not Airbnb. We looked into turning our house into a proper let-yourself-in hotel. But it's just a bit too scary.
Yeah.
So this is slightly more friendly than that. But yeah, money's changing hands.
Right.
Money and keys.
And you're putting your stuff in storage then, or what? What's that?
No.
Right.
Well, in as much as I put some in my mum's loft.
Okay.
And some in our loft. And most of it we're taking with us. We're taking so much stuff with us that I can't take the family with me. I take the stuff and they come by train.
Independently, right.
Hopefully, they will have a better time doing that than... What's happening here? Paddling pools? Where the hell? Yeah, it looks fun. They've got that out, especially for today, not knowing that the weather would go.
You know what?
Advertise that. Look at the beach. That's nice.
Yeah, it is nice, yeah. You know what that's called, though, with all the packing and stuff?
What's that?
It's called the right palaver.
Yes, it is. That's
official. It's a total palaver, isn't it?
And to be fair, I've been pretty busy, and we've been doing loads of running.
Yeah.
And in short, Judy's been doing it all. I mean, showing up, helping for like 10 minutes and going, yeah, it's looking pretty good. And then leaving her to it again.
Well, look, what you're doing there, mate, is overseeing. And that's what every project needs. You need someone on the ground doing all the graft. You need a site foreman. And that's who you are.
There are so many summer events here that it's a bit sad that there's a big water slide they put
up. That's got to be some kind of filming thing, is it? They're filming that.
They're filming it. Well, for this morning.
Loads of men with their torsos out.
They're filming it for this morning, but it'd be gone by this afternoon.
Yeah.
Parkinson's UK had an exhibition of art that people living with Parkinson's had done just here in the Oxo Gallery.
All right.
Last week was really good. I need to ask you.
Ask me.
Will you, can you, do the spooky sprint?
What? What is a spooky sprint?
It's a 10K.
Yeah.
It's in October. It's on the last Saturday of October.
Yeah.
And it's after dark, but only sort of 5-6 o'clock.
If I'm back from Australia, I'll do it. I'll have a look at my dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm going away to Australia later.
Oh, great, mate. But
if I'm back, I'll definitely...
Well, I'm doing it. If you're there, we'll do it. And because it's a nighttime 10K,
be great, mate.
We won't be going for time. So we can podcast it, guys.
That'll be great.
You can hear all about it. But you're off to Australia.
Yes, mate, in October.
Old friend of mine is just back from Australia. She had incredible adventures.
Right.
Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah.
Climbed the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Yeah.
Stayed in a treehouse in the middle of nowhere, like completely on her own. It was...
Wow.
It really threw all this tidying up the back bedroom palaver into sharp relief.
I'm a bit worried that your wife's not pulling away, though. It sounds to me like she really needs to crack on with that.
Oh, sure.
Is she doing it now?
She'll be really pleased to hear that when she listens in. This lateness, when I was late for you, that means I'm also going to subsequently be late for her.
Well, yeah, but hopefully by the time we get there, she'll have dealt with it. You can't be two places at once, can you?
No.
You're out here grafting. Doing the podcast, planting seeds for the future. All she's got to do is pack some stuff. I mean, how difficult is that?
Yeah, I don't think you know well enough. I don't think this is going to play.
I constantly, when we have got to do stuff like that, I constantly underestimate how long it's going to take.
Yeah.
And Rara overestimates. So I'm like, you do this in an hour. What are you on about? It's hour max. She's like, oh, it's good.
So you forget her name as well.
It'll take at least 2 days.
It'll take 2 days and my name's not Max.
But such is the
glory of a relationship.
Oh,
it's starting to rain.
Oh, yeah, it's going to pour down.
Nice.
We're going to get 3 months' worth of rain in 10 minutes.
Great. Looking forward to it. We're just going under Blackfriars Bridge. Which is nice. Of course,
Ooh, sorry.
By the time you hear this, the new Jason Bourne film will be out. He likes this kind of action.
Sprinting down here.
Yeah.
So how's your body? How's your body? How's your body, Rob? How's all your...
Well...
Your knees, your...
I'm glad you asked
various things.
I do find... I was thinking about this today. Pretty fit.
Yeah.
Stop drinking now.
Right.
So
you didn't drink yesterday in the hottest day of the year?
Nope.
Wow.
Because I'd stopped.
Major sacrifice.
I made up my manifesto.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be easy, but those are the rules. And
Have you actually written down a manifesto?
Yes, I have.
And what? Tell me what's on it.
Okay. Well, I literally just, as we were talking about this, I hurdled some beer. Yeah. I didn't
Hello,
stop and drink
the universe
that
is telling you something.
I leapt over it. It was a metaphor. What are the rules?
I love writing stuff down.
Portion control. No right. bread.
Right.
No alcohol.
Okay.
I'm getting better at drinking cold water and hot water.
Okay.
It's good for hydration. It's good for my voice.
Right.
I'm trying to ease up.
So you drink hot water for your voice, do you?
Yeah. I mean, it could be. I drink herbal tea, but it's the heat of the water that matters.
Right.
And cold water, particularly when I'm talking and singing, and staying really hydrated.
Okay.
And trying to think what else. Try not to get too hungry. You know, I've started trying to adopt what you said. When I get back off a run,
okay,
I have a little something quite soon.
Yeah, that
so
helped.
That I don't crash.
Yeah, yeah.
And then hopefully an hour or so after that, when I have lunch,
you
I don't go,
so bad.
I'm so hungry, and
I
eat
need
my
to
own
eat
head.
Everything, yeah.
The times, they are a-changing, aren't they? Sorry.
Couple of laughs. Couple of laughs. We'll take them. Take the laughs on the run, mate. We'll take them where we can.
Yeah, I'll take them. So,
So you're looking to lose weight. You're looking to...
Looking to lose a few pounds.
Yeah.
But I would say day-to-day, I'm not really noticing that. It's more that I feel like I've become a bit blasé.
Right.
What I've done is I've plateaued.
Right.
I've come back after being injured and after doing the marathon.
Yeah.
And now we're ticking over.
Yeah.
And I feel good, but I need to push it a little bit. I need to lose a few pounds.
But this is
get
the time.
A few miles up, and that's good timing. I'm at that point.
This is the time
we
to push
we were at before I hurt myself at Christmas.
Yeah.
But having said that, what I was thinking this morning is, it's the long-term injuries. When I do push it,
yeah,
my knee, my left knee, and my left ribs hurt, and
right.
I don't think they ever won't. You know, I think I just have to ignore it.
When you say your left knee hurts,
yeah,
what kind of pain is it?
Is it
sharp? Is it
no?
Is it a dull ache?
It's all over. Imagine like a knee support.
Yeah,
that whole thing, like if you drew a box around the joint.
Okay.
It all sort of aches.
Right.
It does now.
It's aching now.
Yeah, and if I was warm like after this, when I'm walking around, it won't hurt at all.
Okay, that's
if you run a long way or run fast. Then it will, and it'll sometimes be in specific places, like on top of my patella or down the side of my ITB. But also, more chronically, if I sit down for any period of time, sit at a table for a quarter of an hour, when I stand up, they're like, oh, that first time of using the knee again.
Wow.
It's really stiff. And all of it is manageable, but I don't think it's going to stop. I just think that's forever.
So what do you think's caused that then?
It's use, you know?
Just use.
I used to fall over onto that knee.
Yeah.
All the time.
That was your fall knee.
And that's why it's weaker than the other one.
Right.
And, you know, I could wear a knee support, but it's just a Band-Aid. It'll carry on being bad. I think it's more a question of running through it and seeing. I mean, if anyone wants to tell me how to fix it all, but I think it's just very specific examples of age and experience.
Yeah, yeah.
This is nice running up St. Paul's here. Look at that. What about you? How are you feeling? So I think I always get an impression you're feeling great, but that's because I project
I am feeling
my envy
good.
Onto you.
I am feeling good because I'm just sort of getting to that thing of running 5 or 6 times a week, and when I go for a run, run for at least 7 miles, if not longer.
Yeah, I mean,
unless I'm doing a speed session or something.
I think you should take it up to 9. You should be running every day, 9 times a week.
Yeah, 12 times a day, 9 miles minimum.
So what's your miles a week, and what do you want to do about that?
Well, no, I'm about between 35 and 40.
Yeah.
And for the marathon, I want to do about 50, 55 for about a month, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which would be much more than I've ever done.
That's really, what's the word I'm looking for? Proper.
Yeah, it's sort of, but I'm sort of wanting to. I've plateaued, but you want to start from a better plateau for this next marathon than I did before.
Yeah.
So which I've kind of done that. So I'm just ready to start pushing more mileage now.
Yeah, well, one of my things on my little manifesto, I wrote it down.
Yeah.
Was more miles every week.
Right.
So I'm not going crazy. Obviously,
yeah, yeah.
I schedule in these training runs, but my per week mileage would be kind of probably a little bit more than 21.
Yeah.
So this week, that's what it'll be. It'll be like something between 21 and 25. Let's right. go left through here. And I'm just going to build on that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And not build too viciously.
No, just a mile
just,
or two.
Just a little bit a week.
The good thing know? Is if you do the training, we're going through the gardens of St. Paul's Cathedral now. It's pretty lovely. Good place to be. Very this nice. Is where you first daydreamed about very the happy nice. Life of a homeless alcoholic.
Yeah. There's not many around today.
That's your dream. What's yeah. on your bucket list, Paul? Well, one day I hope to lose all this. You know, keep the drinking and give up the running.
The joy of nothing.
Go on, run through the fountain. Go on, run through it.
Go on, mate. No, that's
go on, you, no, you
no, go, no, go
no,
on.
You, no, you run through
go
it.
Go on, mate.
Neither of us run through it. So,
so yeah, so...
Yeah, and then if I throw in, when I get to my training runs, like 10, 13, 16, 20, you know, from that point on, you've got to match that mileage.
Right, yeah.
So it should...
Yeah.
You know, on the one hand, when you say, I want to be running 50 miles a week by then, sounds pretty dramatic. But I'm trying to kind of sneak up on the same result.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just to be done incrementally.
Yeah.
And it's also easier if you run more times a week.
Yeah, we're putting the mental into incremental.
Yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Commentary.
So, on Saturday, the park run...
Is it down here?
Yeah, let's cross. The park run in Nottingham.
Right.
It's about 4 miles from the hotel.
So you're going to run there, actually?
I'm not going to run all the way there, because I want to do a good park run.
Yeah.
So I'll walk 3, run 1 to warm up,
yeah.
run the park run, so there's another 3, and then run back. So it should be a good 8-miler in the
that's
end.
That's a really good session.
Yeah, I think so. And that's like the beginning for me. So like I say, the only thing I've got to do is accept that my knee is going to hurt definitely for the rest of the year, probably for the foreseeable future.
Right.
And my chest as well.
What, your chest is still irritating as well?
Yeah, if I do stuff, you know, it just complains a little bit.
And does your knee hurt more? Does it say hurt after a park run if you try to run quickly?
Yeah, if I run fast, it hurts more. Yeah. But, and equally, it's such a complicated little thing because I like that, you know? It's just the price I pay. And if I'm running fast, like you say, talk about me running off too fast. I never decide to. Look at myself and say, look how fast I'm going.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm happy for it, you know? And that's I don't great. Mind paying the price. I mean, psychologically, it's really good for me to pay the price, you know? I'm really... anal potential hypochondriac, you know.
Right.
Before I got into exercise and running, I was the kind of person who would not do anything
in case something
for fear
went
that
wrong.
I might hurt myself.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
So
it's good to go in the other direction a bit.
You could say we're going too far the other way, but I remember what you said. It's like, it's my body. I'm going to use it.
Yeah.
And I am older than I was. And I wear my experiences, even all that ridiculous falling over. You know, I wear that experience.
A price worth paying.
It's a price worth paying. That was a heavy commitment to comedy.
It's a slapstick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I stand by it.
Yeah.
But while I'm standing by it, my leg's hurting.
Yeah. You stand by it whilst keeping the option open of suddenly falling.
This is just reminding me of something. Our friend and erstwhile interviewee, Matt Barbette.
Oh, yeah.
And he came off his bike.
Oh, no.
He was saying to us, because he is a part-time runner and a heavy cyclist. Loves the cycling.
Right.
But he was telling us how, despite being really keen and a really good cyclist, and also clearly quite a...
He's quite a fit lad, isn't he?
Yeah, generally. He's modest, isn't he? He's saying, oh, I'm all right. And then you're thinking, wait a minute, this guy's fit as a butcher's dog.
Yeah, he's really fit, yeah.
But he did say, I don't commit to the racing because of the danger, you know. I hadn't realised before then, when you think about it, it's true that the cycling...
Oh, it's so dangerous.
There's loads of crashes, and then you go down, you get hurt.
Yeah.
Anyway, good luck to you, Matt, because he went down in Regent's Park. I think he's broken his arm.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh. In the message I saw, he said, so mainly running from now on. I wanted to say, don't run. Don't do that either.
That's a shame.
Spitalfields had...
It's all that equipment, isn't it? There's a stage where I was thinking of cycling, and I bought one of those bikes where you click your feet into the pedals.
Yeah.
Sort of fancy race bikes things.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking of doing the triathlons.
Yeah.
And I had loads
of
trouble.
And you started taking swimming lessons.
Yeah, I did a bit of swimming.
Got your water wings out.
And I started to... I just had loads of problems getting my feet out of the clicky pedals. So I'd pull up at traffic lights, going really slowly.
Yeah.
Couldn't get my feet out of the pedals and would just fall directly onto the ground.
Yeah, yeah,
with
yeah.
With no ability to, like, use my feet.
When I was a teenager, I did that in front
dangerous.
Of a girl. Right. I cycled around to a girl's house and hung out with her all afternoon, having a good time, but basically never truly relaxing because, you know, she was a girl.
Yeah.
And then I left. They weren't even clip-in ones. They just had toe clips you kind of put your toes into.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
Mountain bike. And I put my feet into them, cycled off, you know, 3 feet. The front wheel went into kind of a gutter. And I just went, blat. And it just sums up my life, talking about me falling over. Until the day I admitted that I was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Life was very hard.
Yes. But once you accept that, then everything's okay.
It is the difference, isn't it, between cycling and running. And actually, the difference between different paces. The faster you go, the more it hurts.
Yeah.
You know, if we just keep toddling along like this...
This doesn't
hurt. It's going to make my knee ache.
Right.
If we run really fast, I'm going to get twingy, powerful things of pain. If you're on a bike, you multiply that speed by three, you go down, you're going to break a bone.
Yeah.
And then
especially if you can't get your feet out of the clicky things.
You get in a car, you're in real trouble.
Yeah. You're in a plane.
Yeah.
You're in a spaceship.
Yeah. Okay, you're taking it too far. Taking it too far.
Well, cheers, mate.
All action on St. John's, cheers.
Yeah. Whoa!
Fucking hell.
Whoa, are you okay?
That was quite funny because after that conversation, I fell on the curb. I really nearly fell into these bikes. It would be a shame to actually injure yourself
on a bike
without being on a bike. Oh, that was bad.
It was so karmic, wasn't
so,
it?
We're
having loads of really small karmic episodes today.
Yeah, absolutely.
You jumping over the beer, falling into a bike.
Hey, it's all happening because yesterday they said when I was playing this pugilist in the murder mystery, they said maybe get some fake tattoos. I thought it was quite middle class the way they assumed they wouldn't have any tattoos.
Right.
But it was accurate.
Yeah.
So I got my daughter's face paints out and I emblazoned a fairly natty, if I say so myself, tattoo on my upper arm.
Right.
It turned out to be coincidentally crucially relevant to the story.
Mate, you've fallen through a crevice. And you're just right there in the very core of what life is.
Brexit karma.
You're in the truth, mate.
Yeah.
You're living in the truth now.
Yeah. Oh, look, tattoos. You were there.
Oh, here we go.
Get in there.
I always feel like we should take photos of you.
Okay, it's my turn. My turn. Here you go. Here I am. It is
one,
my turn.
Two,
I nearly
three,
really
and
hurt myself.
There we go. There we go.
That's it.
That's it.
Tat. So, yeah. So I hope Matt's okay. If you're listening, Matt, good luck to you. Come and run with us while you're getting ready for cycling, but don't run till it's time.
Because you're so close when you're cycling together. Like that,
aren't you,
So you go, you pack your stuff, you go away, you go to Wales.
Yep.
You're on holiday.
Actually, well, we get on holiday and immediately I go off to Nottingham for gigs.
Right.
Park runs, festivals, leaving the family on their own in Wales, settling in.
Yeah.
Just with the parrot for company.
Right.
With parrot sitting.
Night kit.
And,
right. Well, the kids will love that.
Yeah. And then we're back there for a few days next week, and then we go to Cardiff for the weekend.
Another park run?
No, because it'll be my daughter's birthday. We'll be busy. And then off up to Edinburgh.
And I'm gonna come and see you.
I'm hosting Countdown, playing in the band at Late Night. So I've got a fortnight to really get this singing thing down. I'm learning the words to all the songs.
Right.
Making sure I look after my voice. And then
hot water, cold water manifesto.
That's it. And then you're coming up.
Yeah.
And I think that aside from interviewing top running comics, aside from ourselves, I think we should do take these guys out on a good hilly Edinburgh 10.
I love those.
Yeah, sound good?
Yeah, absolutely. They're amazing.
Good timing, I think, for
amazing runs.
For the old. And another thing about Parkinson's, thank you, Parkinson's UK, is they are
giving us loads of money.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
All that money we raised, they just give it to us. Let's see if we can cure this thing. They're hopefully sorting us out some places in this Thames Path Ultra.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Because that'd be that would be a good one for sponsorship, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Because people get bored of the old kind of, he's doing a marathon sponsorship thing.
That's right.
Something a nice different. 50K-er.
Yes.
That'll sort us out. No, that'll be great.
Penny a mile.
I'm up for that.
You can make 50p each.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, a mile, 30p.
Yeah. I'm up for that.
It goes 2 days. It runs out of London to Putney. No, from Putney to somewhere. And then from somewhere to Runnymede. I don't even know.
Okay.
But anyway, the second bit is further away.
Right.
So if we get on that on the Sunday, we'll be out west of London having a lovely time.
That'd be great.
And other people running for Parkinson's as well. So
that'd be really nice day.
Nice and convivial.
Of absolute pain.
Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to kill us.
Really nice, horrific day.
How long is it going to take us?
Well, I reckon
to run 50k.
I reckon you'd say. I don't. The answer to that is I don't actually know.
Yeah.
But obviously, you're going to run it slower than you would your normal marathon pace.
Yeah.
I mean, I reckon you'd probably want to do marathon pace about 4.5 hours, maybe.
Yeah.
And then you've got your 4 miles on top of that. So I reckon anything around 5 hours would be great, would it?
Yeah.
Or would that be too... Is that aiming too quickly? I don't really know.
Right, let's go from the other end. Let's say, very conservatively, 10-minute miles for 30 miles.
Yeah.
This is just live maths now. Maths and running.
300.
10. If 300 divide
minutes.
2 by 3, that's...
That's 6 hours.
That's 5 hours.
No, you're right. That's 5 hours, yeah. 300 minutes, 5 hours, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
Is there anything round there?
Yeah, nice.
But if we fancy a... It's one of those where you want to stop and eat after 2 hours or... I don't mean a meal.
Please note, listeners, he just wants to do an ultra so he can eat. You know, you're allowed to eat. You never talk of eating except when running.
No, but it's a...
Are you still using your NutriBullet?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Oh, yeah, we're back on that.
Yeah, whizzing that. What are you sticking in it this summer?
Well, yesterday I did a banana, nuts, almond butter, and grapes.
I love the
just
almond butter,
kind of
Jessica. It's the theme from Top Gear.
So that was nice.
Yep.
And my son had a great day yesterday.
Yeah.
Because he was working for... He was working for Specsavers.
Oh,
on
I
the hottest
gone
day
to
of the year. In his suit.
He was holding up the glasses and starting fires.
He was like... He was so bored on the way in.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, they told him that they didn't really have any work for him over the summer and he could come back in September.
Oh.
And I've never seen anyone so happy. He was absolutely exultant.
How long has he been working there? About 10 days?
No, he's done like 3 shifts. But they've given him loads of shifts over the summer.
Yeah.
And He was constantly moaning about it. Obviously, yeah. He's going to have to get some money from somewhere. But he was just so... I just haven't seen him so happy in ages. Yeah. The prospects of not working.
Bless him.
There we go.
Having done two
chip off the old block. Yeah, yeah, after having done 3 days.
I told you when I worked in the jean shop, haven't I?
Go on then.
When I was on my year off.
Yeah.
After 4 months, sleeping till lunchtime, and my mum cooking me bacon and eggs for breakfast every day.
Yeah.
Like Bertie Wooster. Like a kind of fat teenage Bertie Wooster. They said, we think you should get a job.
Yeah.
So I went to Oxford.
Not a bad idea.
And asked around in the shops for a job. And I got a job in a jean shop, and a pretty basic jean shop, through a slightly scary guy. He was pretty fierce. And he talked about stuff which didn't seem that relevant, you know, like belief systems.
Right. Yeah. Gladiator
films. I don't like swearing. Okay, yeah. Well... I wasn't planning to, but now it feels like I'm gonna. that kind of thing.
Right.
So
Tight boss.
Yeah. And he said, you can start today if you want, which Ooh. Is like the opposite of what happened to your son. I was like, oh okay.
I was finally
getting used to the idea. So
yeah.
I had to go to the phone box. Yes, it was a long time ago. Phone my mum and say, I'm going to work. I'll be later. Went back to the... He says, wearing a shirt because it was an interview.
Yeah.
Went back... worked for the afternoon. Hated it.
Yeah. As you often did when you were a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Those jobs.
That was like Friday afternoon. And I worked the Saturday. I had a day off on the Sunday. I went through the day on Monday having really, really fought it on the Sunday night.
Right.
And my day off was going to be a week in on the Friday. And on the Tuesday night, I went into my mum and dad's bedroom. I said, listen, I'm not going to go to work tomorrow. I don't really like this job. And, you know, to be fair to me, I really didn't. Me and this boss really didn't get on. It was a very scary, depressing place to be. But it was just a basic job in a jean shop.
Yeah. And you were selling jeans, were you?
You were supposed to push them really hard. That was one of his things. It's this rubbishy jean shop, really what the job called for was taking clothes out of packets and standing around.
Oh, I hate that.
And occasionally finding the sizes, which I had experience in, actually. But what he wanted was you to aggressively badger people who came into the shop and make sure he'd give me a hard time if we walked out without making a purchase. It's like, you've misread the whole situation. Anyway, so I went in and I said, I don't think I'm going to go in tomorrow. 3.5 days on the job, or 3 days in like an hour. And they said, well, I said, I was going to work to my day off, but I think I'm going to go in tomorrow. And they said, yeah, it's a good idea. You probably should work to your day off and see how you feel then. It's only 2 more days. And I said, I can't. I can't. And it took me a long time to stop crying.
Yeah.
So, 18, 19 I was.
No, but it's that trauma of, is this what life's going to be like, isn't it?
That's right. And these are the steps along the road to who we are now. Because I had another rubbish job. I won't bore you with stories of that, although the stories are quite good. And left under a cloud and rowed with the boss after quite a short time. And after that, I had a couple of fine rubbishy jobs that I really enjoyed. And in a way, I think if I had those first,
you'd have been okay.
My life might have taken a different course. You know, in the long game, I'm grateful to those horrific early bosses. Because they really pushed me away from the world of work.
Yes, yeah. Isn't it that, was it? I think it was Schopenhauer who went on his first day at work.
He worked an hour. Then he shot an hour.
Worked at Next. And he was so horrified by it. Just completely changed his life that people did this, you know.
Yeah,
and it
yeah.
is shocking.
Yeah.
Especially when you're a kid and you've just like chipped around and messed around for ages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Suddenly like, wow, people buy my time. For not much.
Yeah.
And I have to... I'm a prisoner of labour.
And it's such first world stuff, you know, because people of all ages around the world
would
work so hard for so long.
Yeah.
And, here's me after a couple of hours going, start cooking me more bacon.
Yeah.
I want to be in a band.
I can't do it. Well, you're just dealing with the life you've had, aren't you? You weren't used to it.
That's right. That's right. And these things can lead to, you know, sometimes you start in a from Tiny Acorns, Great Oaks. You know, sometimes you're going to get one of those rubbishy jobs and it turns into something really good.
Something fab, yeah.
It turns into your career or whatever. Like, not just a career, but a kind of...
Or little perks. You find out... You just find out...
We're chasing this green man across the Essex Road, sorry. We made it, we made it.
You find out that some jobs are a bit of a laugh, or... I used to work in the Renoir Cinema. Brunswick.
Yeah.
And sort of arty. And I just used to... I was there with the cashier letting people in and stuff.
Yeah.
So I just used to let loads of mates in, or
yeah.
people in free, or...
Yeah,
it's just a nice position to be in, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's social, wasn't it, cinema? Yeah. I remember the guy used to let us into the cinema.
Yeah.
It was really exciting. They were like a kind of... It's like a mini Vegas, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was great.
I was just going to take a picture of the road we're running down and realise that that's not a good foreground, is it? Careful when you're running, guys. Just crossing the Essex Road, and we're going to pick up the old New River.
The old New River.
Talking of teenage experiences with authority figures, my son had a trumpet exam on Monday.
Yeah.
Don't know. I never did any gradings of musical instruments, although I had some lessons. But it's telling down the years that I kind of rejected lessons on violin and piano and then got good at the ones I was self-taught, you know?
Yes. My way.
I did it.
My way.
And then I had a guitar. I listened to The Cure. Oh, look at this. Look, Paul. What are we going to do? This is where we're supposed to run.
Oh, mate. What?
Let's go around it to the left and see what happens. Sure. Although when your alley was closed the other day, we ended up going somewhere really interesting. This is going to be less interesting. We're just going to go in here. In
there
you
must
go.
Be a way.
In you go, Rock Garden.
Yep, here we go.
There he goes.
Here we go.
Down the steps. Easy.
So, on that. What happened on this trumpet exam then?
Yeah, so he did great. And I'm really proud of my son because he's very... He doesn't get flapped by exams and things. His friend was there and was really stressed out and cried afterwards and stuff. And it's been a lot of crying.
Yeah.
But the prodigal was just like, yeah, I'm okay with it. I think it went well. I bodged one bit up, but it was all right.
Magnanimous of it.
But the lady from Hackney Music Service.
Yeah.
She was so leery. She just wanted trouble everywhere. No, don't push the door. Well, because you're late, maybe you should swap. Oh, you don't need to swap. We weren't late. We were late for the bit beforehand where you rehearse. But we were still 25 minutes early for his exam.
Yeah.
You know. And she kept saying things like, the biscuits are only for the examiner.
What kind of biscuits were they?
Chocolate biscuits. Chocolate biscuits that we'd all completely left alone because we assumed they were someone else's.
Right.
Nobody touched the biscuits. We were nowhere near the biscuits.
She's not having a great day, is she?
Yeah, but it's that thing.
What was the visual? What age was she?
She's older. She was about 60. She played the piano. She was the accompanist for the brass exams.
Okay.
But her dealings with grown-ups were just this constant search for conflict where there was none.
So she was only the accompanist? She's not even taking the exam?
No, the examiner was in another
mate.
Room. And there was a kind
Come
of...
Come on, love.
It's what we would once have called a little Hitler. And
chill out, and mate. Chill out, love.
Absolutely. And
Give
I
us
have
a biscuit. All right, I'll have two.
I think in a way she was quite clever, quite sensitive, because she flagged me up immediately as the enemy, you know?
Yeah.
Me and this woman had no common ground.
Were you wearing...
I didn't row.
Were you wearing your Superman outfit?
I was not. Right. But maybe. Okay. There might be a sexism at work here, because she probably didn't like me because I was a dad rather than a mum.
Reverse sexism. Hello.
It happens.
Let's play the reverse sexism card.
This is nice on a day like this, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're down by the New River.
Really nice.
Very nice. So
she was annoyed you were late. You couldn't push a thing. No biscuits.
Yeah, and I did quite a good job of not rowing with her, but equally, we were sworn enemies. It was like something out of the Beano.
But those altercations just mean that because I end up going completely in the other direction and being like super nice to her.
Yeah.
And then just fantasising about violence for the next like 3 days. that's my angle of it.
Now I find that being nice, I kind of split the difference there because I'll be nice, but I'll hold course.
Okay.
I say, yeah, it's fine. Sure, that's absolutely fine, but I think we're okay, you know. Yeah,
right, okay.
Which makes them...
You'll be reasonably...
Very angry.
Yeah.
And...
Because we're actually 25 minutes early for...
Exactly.
For the examination.
So I think everything's going to be fine. We can just do it how it was going
to be. I think we've got more than enough time to...
See. Yeah. Well, where's he taking the book in now? Well, yeah, we brought the music so Ben could practice. If he hasn't taken them in, well, he can't have taken them in because you can't take photocopies into the exam room. Well, then they're here, aren't they?
Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll keep the photocopies here so they're not in the exam room.
Yeah, we can use them and we can all stop panicking. But the thing is, when I was...
We'll do it maybe.
Punch you in the face!
Yeah, I never said that. No, you're right. I would never say that.
You've got to watch that. Because when I was 16... Jumping back another couple of years past, I can't! I was doing music GCSE, and I just started getting good at music. I've been a singer in a band.
Yeah.
I was now a guitarist. I was writing my own songs. And my music teacher totally embraced this. You know, I said, that's great. So I submitted a song of my own recording for, you know, the practical bit of the exam. I did the. I took my band in and we played a cover of Cure song for the performance bit. You know
what Cure song?
Push off the Head and the Door album.
Okay.
Go, 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 go. Push him away.
Push
and I played guitar and sang.
But don't push the door.
But at one point during that rehearsal, my friend Alex's synthesizer fell off a chair onto the floor, and some of the keys smashed. And I went, oh, and then I swore, only lightly.
Yeah.
Is it okay? And then the examiner said, silence, please, it's exam conditions. I just turned to her with like, yeah, but his synthesizer just fell on the floor.
Come on, babe.
And the weird thing now is, and I got that tension all the way through, I felt like my teacher said, you can be a Cure fan and do your sub-indie Robert Smith stuff, and that still counts as proper GCSE music.
Yeah.
And then the examiners came in and said, this isn't proper music, and they gave me a D.
Right.
Which, you know,
but who's laughing?
I'm quite the musician. Yeah. And there was a lot of people then going, what's happened? But it was that. And when that woman came out of that trumpet practice room on Monday, I swear it's just exactly the same
she
woman.
Brought up all your stuff, mate.
She wasn't any older.
That's what we're there for, yeah.
It was like the guy in Back to the Future. You're a slacker, Deering. Your father was a slacker.
It's funny how you kind of meet these people, isn't it?
Yeah.
That remind you of the past. So how did he get on then?
Well, we don't find out till September.
Right.
He won't find out till September. We're all going on holiday tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, good luck with that.
Good luck with your great holiday, which you obviously need.
Yes. Yeah. Here's an idea. Take some happiness with you. Can't wait for the cold weather to come again.
Oh, yes. It rains tomorrow. Can't wait for that.
You know, times can be tough. We all live through difficulties. But if you don't choose happiness, it won't come and find you.
But was she enjoying her own misery? Because some people are happy through the spread of misery.
I don't know. I think she was probably a little bit stressed because it was exam day.
Right, fair.
So I think the only missing thing is recognising that she was loving that. You know?
Yeah.
But she's a nice lady. She's doing her job.
She's just in a bad moment.
It was more kind of insight into who we both are, you know. Her biggest problem in this instance was that she was my nemesis.
You probably bought up all her stuff about a son who never listened to her.
Yeah, that's right.
You're probably something else to her.
Who gave up violin lessons and joined a band.
We're just projecting all over each other, aren't we?
We come to the Bulls Pond Road. Following
easy fella.
Don't
Let's
cross
not get
the road.
Over. Cheers, fellas.
You saved my life. Well, you made sure I didn't cross the
road. I wanted to say cheers, fellas, then, or guys, and I went, cheers, fellas.
Oh, nice.
That's a good sign, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're thanking those thighs we've all seen in those little shorts. Let's get a shot of your thighs.
Some more thighs there. Loads. Oh, your shorts are out, aren't they? Oh, they are out today. They're really out.
Thighs at work. Are you wearing office socks again today?
Yes. I've actually completely lost all my running socks.
And I've got so many. They burst out
of the
drawer.
I've got one pair of socks. Of a proper running sock.
I was just, because this is dull, but we're taking clothes out of the wardrobe, some to take away, some to put in the loft. And I got confused because I've put away all my long sleeve running tops that I wear under T-shirts. But we're going to Scotland.
Yeah.
If it's raining or cold,
you're
going to need them.
Yeah.
It's very difficult.
I'll pack your bobble hat. Deering's come away without his bobble.
Oh, no.
It's August and he hasn't got his all-in-one jumpsuit.
I hope it's nice for you up there, mate. Well, anyway.
I'm going to wear a full body covering of batter. Yeah. I dive into the fryer and that will keep me safe. If any Scottish people are listening and find this...
Cover myself in breadcrumbs and eat myself.
I'm going to be battered. See what I did. It's a lot of fun doing a Scottish accent. Those guys who live up there must enjoy doing it all the time.
Not half as much fun as doing it to them. Yeah. That's way more fun.
Oh. Robin Williams doing Mrs. Doubtfire. He didn't even know she was Scottish. You're right. No, she couldn't help but notice your accent all over the place.
So when
I been like you're tanned.
So when I come up to Scotland,
yeah,
I'm going to be living with you for a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Really going to do each other's heads
on the sofa.
Oh yeah, totally.
I think we'll be okay. I think that my wife and children are the ones who are going to be upset. If you could try and keep your body covered at all times.
Absolutely, mate. Of course, it goes without saying.
I'll make sure that Julia hasn't heard about the comedy you did today about how she wasn't trying hard enough to pack up.
Yes. There'll be a lot of sexism around the house.
Great!
You can just get her ready for that.
Refer to her as wifey in front of us.
Some blokes coming from the 80s. See, you misunderstand the term wifey. It's a term of absolute endearment.
Yeah, yeah.
She calls me Prince. I mean, what's better?
Yeah, Prince is better.
Well, Prince indicates it might be some kind of dog. I've heard dogs called Prince.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm okay with that. Because my son's got a dog's name. But a good one. A good one. So, Prince is better.
Here we go.
Prince and wifey.
Here we go.
You're like a...
Gangs, street gangs.
Yeah, these guys have just finished term at Highbury Grove.
It's going to kick off.
Let's finish year seven. Yeah. Turning right, heading back to Newington Green. It hasn't, the weather didn't break.
It's been really nice.
We set out in the grey, expecting it to, and there was a couple of drops of rain. And look at this, it's nice.
It's been one of those where it's kind of, it's pootled along quite nicely.
Yeah.
So the dung guy, in terms of like cramping and stuff, I'd have a banana before I set off. And just a bit of water. Have a banana and have a bit of water. Just take a bottle with you while you're running.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That should be enough, really.
Whatever you do, don't let your podcast co-presenter take you 15, 16 miles and into a large London park
with no water.
Without providing a source of water.
You need water.
Because that could lead to tension.
You need water if you're running over 20 miles. You should be drinking a little bit often anyway.
Little and often, thank you. So, yeah, and we'll have to think about, you know, taking some nuts with us when we go on an ultra.
I'll have to check out the feeding stations. I'm not suggesting we sit down for a slap-up meal, but there'll be...
Slap-up feed, yeah, like one of those bangers of mash that Dennis the Menace would have.
Just trough it right in the middle.
2 feet of, of mashed potato with curly sausages sticking out of the sides all the way up.
I like those Dean Carner. Carnese is whatever his name is, who runs across the states and just orders pizza on the run.
Yeah.
And just eats huge pizzas.
Someone got a women's record in the Badwater.
Did they really?
This weekend.
Fantastic.
I think that Susie Chan retweeted that. So how far is it? It's like
135 miles.
Yeah, yeah. It was
through Death Valley, through the, like, even hotter than this.
I mean, the fact that it's called Death Valley
is worrying. That's a sign,
isn't it?
I mean,
that is a... Match
people's shoes melt while they're doing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Onto the tarmac. I don't even know whether I want to do that run.
No, I don't. I know that I don't.
I love running in the heat, but that's too hot.
He's gone in the bus stop and the bus is coming in. It's going to get complicated. It's going to get complicated.
Here we
go. Okay, well, we're waiting to cross this one. Me and you in front of the trees in Newington Green. Ready?
Here we Feeling are. Good.
Feeling good. Summer in London.
Yeah, great.
And what about you? Apart from coming to see me, you've got a holiday coming up, haven't you?
Well, eventually. Yeah, it's not till the 13th.
You got to do.
We go to Croatia.
Work the rats urine thing through first.
Pardon?
You work the rats urine thing through
first.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Sort that out.
Yeah.
There's lots to. There's
I'm
always
sure the doctor can
done.
Give you some medicine for that.
Yeah. There's always loads to be done.
Yeah.
Just ferrying the kids around for the summer.
Yeah.
Gigs, running loads.
Yeah.
And then going on holiday, yeah. It's all just nice, simple stuff.
Great. Yours sounds less complicated than mine.
I just like being around for the kids. I like giving them lifts and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Simple.
It is funny, isn't it? It's difficult watching, because we got one still at school and the other one finished.
Yeah.
And we're rushing around doing stuff. And the shock to her system of the fact that she has to help.
Yes.
She can't just sit around the house going... Yeah. It's like the 9-year-old version change of what we were saying about your son's job
and
my job.
We
have to go where?
Yeah.
I was going to lie here in my underwear reading a book for 3 to 6 hours.
Yeah.
That's
all
we're back outside.
Really nice.
My house, and we have gone. I'll tell you how far we've gone and how fast. Right, just over an hour.
Yeah.
6.5 miles.
Okay, well, that's fine.
That's it.
Really nice. Rum Compod.
Yep.
On the Facebook. We get a lot of Facebook action, don't we?
Yes, and a little bit of Twitter action.
Yeah.
We could do with more Twitter followers. If you're listening and not following us on Twitter, follow us. It's good over there. And
well, it's not as good as Facebook.
Yeah, it's not as good
in terms of
Facebook,
what we do, but it helps us get funkier guests. That's the truth, isn't
it?
Oh,
and the podcast festival is looking more and more exciting. So get in touch with that. Come and see us live on September 24th in London.
Great.
And keep in touch.
Enjoy the run, guys.
Yeah, happy running.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Talking Sir Nan, Rob Deering.